What's up, everybody? Welcome to the show. My name's Daniel, and for the longest time, I thought that I was the most ordinary dad in the world, but this is my journey to see the extra in my ordinary life. And as I'm recording in my office, I'm sitting beside a picture from when I completed a Spartan race, and above that picture, I have a 4x6 photo from when I was a kid of me in my grandma's pool with my tongue sticking out. And it's just a reminder of me to not forget about when I was a child. I heard that Mr. Rogers quote when he said the biggest mistake parents make is forgetting their own childhood a long time ago, and that picture just reminds me that, hey, you were a kid one time too, and trying to remember how that felt and what you were going through. So let's jump into the show, guys. I'm sitting here and I'm looking at the pictures from that Spartan sprint that I did with my father-in-law and brother-in-law. And remember what it was like to train for that. Because when I trained, I knew I was training for something. I knew exactly what I was training for. And it was a sprint, so it wasn't a full-blown, super long run. It was a 5K. So training for that, I had a pretty good idea of what we're going to do. I didn't know exactly all of the obstacles, but I knew what I was training for. And we set up different courses. I would jog every day just to get my aerobics back up. My father-in-law got a giant rope tied into a tree. We all practiced learning how to climb the rope. I was telling Bears soccer coach Freddie the other day that we had the kids doing burpees, and I was like, and you know, when I was training for the Spartan, one of my favorite exercises was to turn on the song Roxanne, and every time it said Roxanne, you drop down to a burpee. That was beautiful singing, but you would drop down and do a burpee. So by the end of the song, like, you were kind of amazed at how many burpees you had actually done. But training for something and knowing that you're moving towards something is fantastic motivation. In life and everything we do, we've got some stuff going on now in life that we're not ready to talk about yet, but it's kind of reignited that realization to me that when we train for something, things move faster. The energy is different because you know what you're doing. You're not just spinning your wheels. There is something specific that you're working for. There's a reason why you're doing the extra time. There are things that are going through. And you start seeing the work that you're putting in pay off. Our friend Jamie is our Sunday school teacher. And he did a lesson yesterday talking about seeing God's hand. And we were discussing, like, when do you see God's hand the most? And I commented that you see God's hand the most in that turn. When you're in a position to where things aren't working right, or things aren't going right, but then everything turns. That's when you're more cognizant, and that's when you're more aware of God's presence and God's work on what's going on. Because if we're all honest, when you're in the valley, those low times in life, and things aren't working out the way you want, it can be really hard to see God in those situations. Because we get focused on the negatives in our lives. We get focused on every situation and everything that's going on in us. And we lose sight of what we're working towards, what we're going towards. When you're in a stressful situation and everything seems like it's falling apart, it's so easy to only focus on the negative and only see the bad and say, why me, God? Why is this happening? Why have I been put in this situation? Instead of just trusting that on the other side of every bit of pain, of every bit of sacrifice, of every bit of struggle, there is joy. And that's incredibly hard for me to see. So I know it's hard for everybody else to see too. I know this week has been a struggle for us in a small way, but we haven't really let it bother us that much. Not as much as I thought it would. But I did the podcast. I can't remember if it happened right before the podcast, right after the podcast last week, but our refrigerator went out. And if you haven't had your refrigerator go out, it is not a fun experience. Actually, it was after the podcast because the day I was cleaning it out was Tuesday, and I was canceled at work because they didn't have freight. So it ended up costing me some money, but being a blessing in disguise that I was canceled from work because Amanda was at work and I got to do the gross job. Not really gross because it wasn't bad. We caught it in time, but the tedious job, we'll say, of cleaning out our refrigerator and going through and reading the expiration dates and just being like, hey, is this worth trying to save in the cooler? We got limited cooler space, like prioritizing all of the food, prioritizing all the condiments, realizing the things that you have hiding in the back of your refrigerator that you forgot about. And that was on me. So I was filling coolers with ice and then prioritizing, okay, this has to stay, this can go. And honestly, by the end of it, I got down to like the bottom shelf and I was like a store closeout. I was frustrated with cleaning. I was frustrated with trying to fix this stinking refrigerator. I was just like, everything's got to go. So I was just swiping everything into the trash can. The people at the dump really appreciated me this week bringing in food that I'd had sitting out in my trash cans for a couple days. But that, at times in our lives, would have been a back-breaking moment and such a stressful moment. Because I would have seen that and been like, this is going to be so expensive. And at times in our lives, with Amanda and I, that would have been a hole that we were just digging deeper and deeper into. We were pretty lucky and blessed. Not, I don't want to say lucky. But we were blessed to have the money in our bank account to be able to look at refrigerators and just purchase a fridge. Now, it won't be here until Friday, so we're living like we're camping. I'm getting tired of eating out. We could go European style and just go to the grocery store right before we cook dinner, but with Amanda and I both working, that gets a little aggravating. So we just decided to make a week of it. Amanda got on Home Depot and picked our refrigerator, picked the shipping date to be a day that she's off, which would be Friday, and just paid for them to haul the other one off. And we've just been hot dogs, pizza. Saturday, we took the kids and Lucy brought one of her friends, Allie, and we all went to play putt-putt. Went out to eat at our favorite little Mexican restaurant in St. Augustine, which I cannot pronounce the name. If you're ever down there, it's this little place on A1A. You can barely see it. You drive by. It's got a screened-in room and a small eating area. It's really good. So we went there. We went and played putt-putt, Fiesta Falls. And just enjoyed the night. Walked out to the pier right when it was getting dark. And you can never go to St. Augustine with Amanda and pass by Rita's without her saying, you know, I could do Rita's for dessert. Because that girl loves her some gelato. So after we walked on the pier, I took the kids, the little ones, to slide down the slide at the playground, which was kind of sketchy at night. So we were like, let's just go ahead and go get ice cream. We walked over to Rita's and got ice cream. And then came back. Now, Lucy was supposed to because this week has been a busy week. I've got a lot I hadn't told y'all about. But our cat, Willow, she's been a little fat lately. And we were wondering what was up. And Amanda's like, I hope Willow's not pregnant. Well, Willow was pregnant, because now Willow has had kittens. And we've got 5 kittens in our bathroom. So I originally told Lucy, I was like, hey, Allie can come to play putt-putt, but not to spend the night, because right now we're kind of letting, we got a litter box and everything set up, and we keep wanting to check in on Willow, but we're kind of letting her have access to the front bathroom. But she decided that she was going to take her cats outside. And she kept carrying them to the door and trying to take them out. So we let her find a spot and take them out. And we kind of watched, which now she's brought them back in. I think she decided it was safer inside. But so that Saturday afternoon, Willow had taken her cats out. The bathroom was free again. And we picked Allie up from her house to play putt-putt. And Allie comes out with a backpack. And I kind of knew what was going on, because those girls are always scheming to have somebody spend the night. And she got in the car, and I was like, Allie, you're bringing an overnight bag to play putt-putt? And she said, well, Lucy told me to bring it just in case it's too late when we leave putt-putt, and I need to spend the night. So I kind of laughed at myself. I was like, oh, no, we're going to get you back on time. It'll be okay. Just playing with them, I knew that she was already going to spend the night. Amanda text Brittany and organized everything, but which is Allie's mom. But we were putt-putting, and I told the girls, I was like, why didn't Allie just spend the night? And see the smile on their faces, because they thought their schemes worked, which apparently they did, because I'd already caved into their schemes. But it reminded me of what it was like to be a kid, to have those moments of just those smiles, and to feel like you are scheming and you're working everything out. Like, I remember calling Dylan, and we would try and work out the same deals, the sleepovers, or the, hey, we got a soccer game today, so why don't we ask your parents if I can spend the night? But we need to tell them, hey, we know we have a game in the morning. We're going to be responsible. We'll go to sleep at a decent hour, and everything will be okay. And then we stay up till 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. We're cranky the next day, and everybody knows why. But those days, as a kid, were always something to remember and always something to look back on fondly. And the girls got me thinking about that this weekend and Bear. And then Sunday after church, they came back over, and God, we have an inflatable slide that we bought the kids. So we had a bunch of kids out there playing and everything. And it was just a reminder to me of what it's like to be a kid and what it's like to just genuinely smile and have fun, which I genuinely smile with my kids now. But I mean, just to feel like everything in the world isn't out, something that you have to work against sometimes. Because it gets very easy in life. If we let things happen differently this week, if Amanda and I had really just let the stuff that was happening to us hinder us this week, we could have had the whole world is against us mentality. And that would have been easy. And I don't think people would have blamed us too much for it, because having a major appliance go out is a stressful situation. And throw on that a cat having kittens, not having the refrigerator working right, and just general chaos of work. I was canceled one day. Usually when I get canceled, I mean, a day of work costs $350, if not more, depending on what run I'm doing and where I go at that time. Right now, it's like $350. So that could be stressful, to come like on the same day that you're canceled to be like, oh, now I've got to spend $1,200 on a refrigerator. But all that happened, and we rolled with it. We had a good time. We turned this week into something special. Honestly, even with all that happening, my boss called me probably Thursday. And he was like, hey man, we've been kind of tight in the city. Would you be okay giving up your run Saturday and taking a day off? You don't have to use your PTO, so it's just a free day off. And normally I'm one of those people, like, if it's time to work, I'm working. But I'm Bear's assistant soccer coach. We talked about that. Bear had a game Saturday. And I was like, yeah, I don't want to do it all the time. I'll give you like one a month for the guys, because I know it can be hard being in the city. And I know it can be hard when you're not getting your hours. So I was like, I'll give you this one. And I enjoyed it. That's when we turned after Bear's soccer game into a day working a little bit at the house and then going and playing putt-putt with friends. And it turned into a really nice weekend. Now I'm sitting here on Monday. Bear woke up not ready to go to school. Usually you have to negotiate with him and be like, dude, you're going to school, seriously, there's nothing wrong. He gets those morning, you know how every kid feels sick in the mornings? He gets those morning feeling sick. And I don't know if he's just nervous for the day or what's going on, but it's something that we've been praying for him about. And if you pray for us, pray for him about being excited about school in the mornings. Because right now, it's not been all the time. But every morning lately, he's been waking up and just trying to find a reason not to go. And it's every day convincing him of all the good things that are going to happen. And trying to help him not feel so anxious about that day. So remember him on that. I have been all over the place rambling today. But I'm okay with it. I've told y'all, this is, to me, it's a conversation between friends. And sometimes you got to get a lot out a short amount of time with friends. Now that James is working nights and I'm working days, we used to call each other every day. And now we do this weekly checkup, or weekly check-in kind of thing, where we call once a week and we talk. And if you got a best friend that you talk to all the time that you don't talk to as much now, you kind of know the feeling. So we call and we have these like quick, try and pack everything into the conversation as my day's starting and his day's ending, because I'll head to work about the time he's getting ready to go to bed, and you guys are going to hear my messenger notification go off, of course. So we try and just pack in this conversation as quick as we can have it and fill up all the information. And every once in a while when I talk to you on the podcast, when I'm having a conversation with you, it kind of feels like that too. It feels like our weekly check-in where I'm having a very one-sided conversation with a friend and just kind of catching you back up on what's going on in our lives. But I hope you like it. I really do. I like seeing you guys, and I like talking to you, and I like hearing about what's going on in your life when you reach out, when you talk. There's some of you I'll have messages with on Facebook or texting, and I really do enjoy that, and I'm always here. If you want to reach out, talk, anything you have, I talk to y'all, I vent to you, I share with you joy and sadness, anything that's going on in life, I just talk with you about it, so I'm here for the same for you if you need it. But I just want to encourage you today that, seriously, if you have kids, don't forget what it's like to be a child. Because think about what they're going through. Me and Amanda were kind of, we were talking about that yesterday because we have three kids in three very different stages. When he's at an age where everything is new and everything is magical and whimsical, and Bear's at that age where he's just starting to see the shine come off of some things. He's recognizing what at school he'll recognize, like some bully behavior, like some kids, and he's like, that's not right. He's very much at a phase where girls are gross, or he'll see me kiss Amanda and he's like, that's so gross, what are you doing? And that's his phase. Lucy right now is at my favorite and least favorite phase. If she was a guy, it would be easier, but she's a girl. And she's at a really cool phase where we can actually have real conversations. We can discuss books she's reading or things that she wants to do. But she's also at a phase where there are little boys starting to come into the picture, not like dating-wise, but her and her friends, that they'll be talking about boys. Or we were putt-putting the other day, and every little boy that would get out of the parking lot, her and Allie would be like, oh, he looks like such and such from such and such movie. And I was like, girls, y'all need to quit all that. Y'all are not old enough to be talking about boys. But it was funny. I mean, it's the age that they're at, and I remember being that age. But it's not as fun when it's your daughter going through that stage. But everywhere they are, Amanda and I were talking about that yesterday, every stage they're in, if we just remember what it was like to be there and to be in that moment with them, or with our friends, but we can be in that moment with them better. We can have better conversations because we're coming from a place of understanding. Because it's so easy as an adult now to look back at what they're doing. And I do it with Bear a lot. Because as a dad, I don't know if I'm just a little harder on him, because I always feel like it's my job to teach him, to protect everybody, and to be a protector and provider. It's my job to protect and provide the girls and him, but it's also my job to teach him to do the same. So sometimes I'm a little harder on life lessons with him and teaching, or a little more focused on, hey, don't do that kind of conversations. But when I'm there and I say, hey, this is what daddy did, this is how it turned out for me, how do you think we should handle this better? That's usually the way that we can handle our lessons better and come to them more open as a family, and for him to be more receptive. Because there are times when he's doing stuff and I'm like, whoa, dude, stop. And he's not as receptive to it, and I'll catch him doing the same thing the next day. But if I take the time to stop and explain to him, hey, I've been there, this is what happens, this is what can happen, this is a funny story about something that happened to me as a kid, so let's not do that. He's usually more receptive, and yeah, I'll hear him telling his friends or his kids on the team with him and things, hey, don't do this, or especially when we're talking about soccer, like, if you do this, it'll work out this way better. And seeing my kids grow up is so fun. And remembering not to try and just push them in the direction that I want them to grow up in, it's hard because as an adult, you see what's best for them, or you think you know what's best for them all the time, but you see the direction that you think they would benefit the most in going. You try and push them that way, but oftentimes if you push them in that direction, you really push them away from that direction. So I'm trying to nurture and guide and show them without shoving them, which can be very difficult. Nobody told me that being a parent would be difficult. Actually, every parent ever told me that. But it's so worth it. My kids are the brightest part of my day, and Amanda, but she understands because they're the brightest part of her day, too. They can also be the most stressful part of our day, but the brightest. They'll take you from your highest of highs to your lowest of lows. Because you can be so excited one moment and so terrified for their safety the next. But I just want you to know that I love you. And I hope you guys have a great week. I know I've rambled. Oh, it's been 20 minutes now. I almost said I better get off the phone. But I'm going to go ahead and end the conversation. I love you guys. And I hope you have a great week. We're going to pray really quick. And I'll let you get to it. But God, thank you for today. I just ask that as we go out in this week, help us to remember what it was like. What it was like to be a kid or to be at a different stage in life than we are now. And help us to share those experiences with others so that they can enhance their journey and they can start seeing the extra in their lives more and more. God, keep us safe as we go out throughout this week. Bless all of my friends and everything they're doing. You know all of our needs and you know things that are working out better than we do. We have our plans and we have our desires and we have our wants. And as we pursue those things, God, help us to align our pursuit with those things to our pursuit with you. And let you always be first so that those things can work out more fully. And so that they can work out for your glory and for your honor. God, bring the right people in our lives and give us the boldness this week to talk to them about Jesus Christ and to talk to them about life. And not only to talk, God, but to listen to them and hear what they're saying. And to not only just hear the words they're saying, but to hear where they're coming from. God, we love you. We need you. And we praise you. It's in your precious name we pray. Amen. Hey, guys, I love you. I know for a fact that God loves you. And you should love you, too, because you're pretty awesome. And I will see you next week. Bye.
Thank you for listening, guys.
We'll see you next time. We love you.